Moment, we're still waiting for those results. There are a few tests within the mine site and also the three main rivers that share the common edge at the mine site at Sinuit. The three rivers were intensively checked and the sample were collected. Till to date, we are still waiting for the result of those tests.
But why do you think that is? If the tests were done more than 6 months ago, I mean, how long can it take? Because plainly the need for these test results to come back is becoming quite urgent.
Yeah, that's the issue. So at the moment, we're still waiting because it's not us that we are doing the test. It's our national department, that's the National Department of Environment Conservation, and also in partnership with the MRA, the Mineral Resource Authority. So they are the one that, giving the technical advice, and also because of the nature of the case, they are taking the lead in overall approach to this problem that we're having in the province.
Now, with the water supplies continuing to dry up in the region, are people still using water from the Warungoi River?
Yeah, we had a continuous awareness to our people, especially those lives along the Warungoi River. When that was done, people were avoiding the continuous use of the river, mainly the Warungoi. And at the moment, with the current situation now, it's nearly on the fourth month of dry spell year. So, people have no choice but to go back into the Warungoi River and use the water from there.
So if they are persisting in using it simply because it's the only supply that's available, I mean, what advice are they being given about how to use it? I mean, at the very least, they need to be boiling the water, don't they, to reduce the chances of something going wrong?
Yeah, that was the advice that we're giving them. But the thing is, we are just on a precaution, the safety measures. But on the actual level of contamination, that we don't know because we're still waiting for the result. But from our continuous awareness to basically the three areas, I mean the local level government that lives along the river. So we continue to advise them to boil the water and, basically for drinking, use creeks that comes not from the main river, the Warungoi that comes from Wild Dog Mine, but from where the sources come from other than the Wild Dog Mine.
Are there any other alternative water supplies around at the moment, or have they literally all dried up?
Basically, for that matter, from the Warungoi River, there are different situations. Some of them have got other small creeks that are perennial creeks, so they continue to use them. But most of them who live up in the upper areas and where the creeks, normally dries up. You're facing water shortage in that area.